Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, I have to summarize what I was saying yesterday. I know it was very, I didn't really explain it clearly. I just wanted to come out with the maskanas advarim for the source of tzafin by a chatas. We really have three psukim, and there's two ways of unlearning this. Rashi is, Kanira contradicts himself, and then there's the Sefer Kodshei David. Let's go with the Sefer Kodshei David, which I think is easier to understand. We have three psukim. We have the pasuk by Siris Yachid. We have the pasuk by Zois B'mkoymashet Tishochet Ba'ilot Tishochet Achatos, which is a general rule by Karbonos Chatos that there's a din of tzafen. That's by all Karbonos. And then we have the pasuk by Sir Nasi, which also says a din of tzafen. Three psukim. So how do you work this out? So before the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara has a Kasha, we find Chatois L'mitzvah, all Chatois L'mitzvah, Sar Nasi Bein L'mitzvah Bein La'akiv. At that point of the Gemara's sourcing is like this, according to the Sefer Kodshei David. We have the pasuk by all Chatois, B'mkoyim Asher Tishochet Olei Tishochet Achatos, which says all Chatois have Tzofen. That's L'mitzvah. You see, it's a din Tzofen. Then we have the repetition by Sar Nasi. Sar Nasi is a repetition, so Chin Lav HaKosav La'akiv. So we find Shar Chatois L'mitzvah and Sar Nasi Bein L'mitzvah Bein La'akiv. And then we have the pasuk by Seiras Yochid, which, the way Kodshei David learns, is just coming to say you shouldn't only say by a Sar Nasi. All Seirim are going to be L'mitzvah. It's just coming to be M'mayit. The oisoi, saying the oisoi by Sar Nasi is not to exclude other seirim from the din of tzafen. It's coming to say that all seirim have the din of tzafen, but it's only one source. So when the Gemara asks the Kasha, Ashkechan Shar Chatois L'mitzvah and Sar Nasi Bein L'mitzvah Bein La'akiv, it means like this. It means all Chatois, including all other seirim besides Sar Nasi, we have a source for it to be L'mitzvah, through the pasuk of Tishochet Achatos, that's L'mitzvah. And then we have the pasuk by Siras Yachid just saying don't exclude all Seirim, but that's just one source, that all Seirim are included in the regular Achatos and they don't have a din, they do have a din of Tzafen, but we don't have a source to be Ma'akim. And then we have the repetition by Sar Nasi, which is going to be a repetition to say, tell us Shino Levakos of La'akiv. And then the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, we have Kisba. Kisba's going on all Chatois. That's the fourth one. The fourth source. What? Yes. Right. Two of them are just saying that Sar Nasi doesn't exclude all Seirim. That's the Sefer Kodshei David. So if I'd ask you a question, at the end of the day, what is the pasuk of Kisba coming to tell us? That pasuk is, according to the Kodshei David, is telling us that all chatois, we have a repetition, all chatois, whether it's seirim besides for seir nasi, and all chatois, like a chatos chet, chatos dam, it's a repetition, shino v'kos of la'akiv. That's the Kodshei David, very nice, very good, but if you look at Rashi, dibra masl, the kiz, the chsiv, b'chsiv, b'chsiv, b'seira, kiz, b'chsiv, b'seira, b'kulam siv, b'mkoy ma'she yishach ad o'ilu, b'sagalei b'seira, V'telif mine kizbo, we already have a source. V'telif mine kizbo is mitzvah. V'chiyadur kazbe b'kizbo. What would we have said? We would have said, all chatois. What does Rashi say? T'nei l'inyin l'pnimiyus l'siyar agon l'ikuvo. It's a pala. What's this Rashi saying? It's just coming for Seirim. And if you look at the Rashi before this one, Shar chatois nami l'mitzvah ashtuchon. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about the ikuv on Seirim? Or are we talking about the ikuv on all chatois? Tastira in Rashi. Tastira in Rashi. How do you read this? What?
What did Rashi learn by all Seirim? Besides,
how would Rashi know all Seirim? Well, he's learning that the Kizba is telling us that. Oh, how do you know the mitzvah? Yeah. From Siras Yachid. That tells us all Seirim, at least. If you look at Rashi, the Rashi Oy Einoi. Talmud Leimar. You look at the Rashi before this one. Talmud Leimar. Rashi says, "B'siras yochad v'shachad 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 v'lemichad v'shachad v'sof binyanah v'chol chatois v'yikuba mehol enafkulaminei v'yikula meimah l'mitzvah itzrich l'havi siru chatois l'olum etiru moysa v'siru nasi." Siras yochad is just coming to tell us, don't exclude it from moysoi. So I was just thinking of a mahalach in Rashi that the truth is that in Chanami, the pasuk of Siras Yochad and Kizba are focusing just on Seirim. And therefore you have only a repetition by Seirim from Kizba, like Rashi says. Shar Seirim are going to have a din of Kikuva from the case of Kizba. But once you see that it's Lav Dafka, once you see that the Ikuv is Lav Dafka, we can say that we apply it to all Chatois. We don't need a second source. Then you already say, oh, it's Lav Dafka, so we can now learn that it's a binyan Av Chol Chatois. And it's a repetition of from Tishachet Olu Tishachet Achatos. And therefore, once you see it's Lav Dafka, you can say that it's referring to Ochatois, maybe a Mahalach. But if you look through the art scroll, I think the art, sorry to say, but the art scroll makes it a little bit more confusing. It goes back, and if you look at the Masifta also, it's not very unclear. It's very unclear how we come out the maskana for the source of tzafin that's ma'akev by chatos. I mean, that's why I'm only bringing it up, because it is very relevant. And the other point you brought up was Taisus. Taisus seems to say, you need a din of shina lavakos of la'akev, that the mekabel, not only does the Kabbalah have to be b'tzafin, Kabbalah is b'tzafin, we already have a pasuk saying that it's ma'akev b'di'evin, we know that. Taisus has a question, how do we know that the mekabel standing in the tzafin is ma'akev? How do we know that? That's Taisus' problem. Taisus holds you need a shina lavakos of la'akev for the mekabel to be b'tzafin. So the way I understood this was that you don't need a separate pasuk. All the Torah is saying when it says that the mekabel has to be b'tzafin is just a giloy that the mekabel is also part of the Maisa Kabbalah. And once you know that the mekabel is part of the Maisa Kabbalah, if he's not there, you don't have a Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah is ma'akev. Right? That's what that. Is there a separate din that a mekabel has to be b'tzafin? Or it's a drop, or it's a giloy that the mekabel. What's the Maisa Kabbalah? Is the Maisa Kabbalah the kli with his hand in the tzafin, or the mekabel also, the person who's being mekabelit, also is part of the Maisa Kabbalah? What would you say? Right, I would say that's the giloy akroah, that the mekabel, it's not a new din. It's a din that is a well, by shchita there's no din, he has to be b'tzafin. So you need a pasuk, yeah, 100%. That's how I understand. You're learning it's a separate din. Yeah, it's a drasha. You're learning it's a separate din, a new din. The mekabel has to be b'tzafin. Not only does the if you sit on the mizrach bant, it's not only a din in the shtender, it's a din in the gavra also. So he has to also sit on the mizrach bant. It's not a din in the shtender. It's a din in the mizrachvat. Okay, all right, fine. You want to say it like that? Fine. All right, yesh afalpo. Okay.
Sorry,
today's daf is daf memtes. We are trying to find the source that an oila needs a din tzafin, ironically, because that's the whole source that a chatas needs a tzafin, and that's the gemara right now. Amar Avina, two lines from the bottom of Chesam Ebeis. Amar Avina, hakashale the Rav Adar Bar Abba. Two lines from the bottom of Mem Chesam Ebeis, 48b. We're just trying to find the source. Okay, alright, fine. Ashkechan Shchita Ba'olah LeMitzvah and Kabbalah LeMitzvah, Nami LeMitzvah Ashkechan. We have the pasuk, of course. Shachar al Yerachan is Be'ach Tzafoina. That's the din Tzafin, says by Oila. We know that Shechita is L'mitzvah. We also know that the Kabbalah is also L'mitzvah. How do we know that? Because it says the Shechita, the Sheikhit, is only B'Tzafin to imply that the Kabbalah, sorry, the Sheikhit is not B'Tzafin, which implies that the Kabbalah has to be B'Tzafin, and that tells us that, that there's a din Tzafin by the Kabbalah. So we have one source for each, L'mitzvah. Shechita B'Kabbalah, Ka'akid Minol. How do you know it's ma'akev? Amar Rav Adar Bar Abba, became Rav Bar Shila.
Actually, the Tanya has a very simple and stupid question, but why is the assumption that when the Tanya tells us a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev? Why is this?
So the question is, what is the source by Kachim that you need Shina Lava Kosav La'akev?
Right, I'm saying that.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
It's about the
why different?
The assumption is it's only the
what?
You don't take any other question.
Right. It's not a stupid question.
Mila, there's a Mila.
Gemara asked the question on the end of Mem Testament Beis. What is the source? What is the source of such a thing? Why would you say such a thing? So the Gemara has a source. I want to thank in advance Rabbi Yossi Stern, who's going to stay for the next few days, because I need a shtickle break. But Mitzvah Hashem, I will be here. What? What?
Are you coming?
Mitzvah Hashem, I'll be here. Yeah, why not? I'm just going to... What? My regular seat. I'm still sitting there. I'm still actually sitting over there, but I have to sit here just so people see me.
I hear.
The problem is, the way I work is I do first and then I apologize. Rather than I ask and then.
You must be a
politician. You must be a happy man.
That's the time, that's the
word of the day.
Spirit of the times.
It's easier to say I'm sorry than may I, right?
That's my Mahalakhaim. If I would write Pirkei Avos,
it is my,
it's easier to apologize
than to ask.
That's my mantra, right? Are you agree with me?
I conduct myself the same way, except that
you
I don't
be where you are today. Without
except that I don't apologize. That's the only difference. I don't feel bad. I don't have guilty consciences like you.
Okay. Rabbi, I got to learn the Gemara. Okay, fine. Oh, I wanted to also thank you. No, to this, it's a private thing, but thank you very much, Jonathan. Thank you. All right, so what is the source that you need? What's the second source that an oil has a din sofen? Fine. Amar Rav Abba Rav became a rabbi by Shila Kavachayim. It's Kavachayim. Interesting Kavachayim. Machatos habo mikoyach oilo ma'akeves. It's a Kavachayim. Achatos has a kula because the source that achatos needs sofen is from an outside source from an oil, and yet what? It's ma'akeves. Sofen's ma'akev. Oil is habo achatos mikoycho. An oil with a whole source is from oil, so it has a chumrah. Ain't a din shemakeves. Of course, it's going to be ma'akiv. Nothing more. Even pircha on the kavachim. Malachatos shekeim chaperas chayvi krisus. So that can't be the source. That's ma'akiv. Very interesting. Amar Avinu. So here's the source. Hakar shalei the ravada barabo klum matzinu tafel chamer min the ikur. You don't need a kavachim. It's really a svara. Like the whole source is from an oil. How are you going to say that that's going to be less chamer how are you going to say the tafel is more chamer than the ikur, the chatos? So that's the source. I'm learning about Zutra Beidu Rav Mari the Ravina. He says, no. Yeah, Eloi, you do find this. Mari Meiser, who nivda. Meiser Sheni is nivda, that's redeemed as we know. You take the money to Yerushalayim. The evil lekuach bekesef Meiser ain't a nivda. Let's say you buy with the Meiser, the money you buy fruits to eat in Yerushalayim, and that's Lucius Meiser. The rule is, you can't be paid a second time. The Tanan, you have a Mishnah. Alakuch b'kesef Meiser shenitma. Yifta, Tanakama holds that if something is bought with kesef Meiser that became Tomei, so you can't eat the Meiser, so you machal it on the kesef, and then the kesef, well, you buy more Meiser. The rule is that second set of Meiser fruits cannot be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda, you cover. Rabbi Yehuda says that it can be redeemed according to the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't redeem it. There is no way of doing it. So what do you see? The tafel is chamer min ikur because meiser itself could be nifta. The thing that you buy for the meiser can't be nifta. So the kasha, the way Rashi learns is on Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's the main thing here. Others learn not like that. That's Rashi. Hasam, the Gemara says, no, really, you don't find tafel chamer min ikur. I over there, how come? You can't be paid the lekuach the meiser that seems to say that the tafel is more chamer than the ikur. But there's a different reason. It's not a chumrah. At that point, it's so watered down. It's weak. It's weak. It's diluted. What was that, Yitzchak? What did you say? Yeah. It's at that point enough. It's not enough to for it to have another to give off another redemption of the kedusha. So therefore, Zot Rashi. Not a chumrah. Next case. Very hard thing here. Ba'arei tzmura. Tzmura. Someone makes a tzmura. What's a tzmura? A tzmura is someone has an animal that's chulin, and he made a different animal into a carbon, and he reneges on it. He thinks, I don't like, I want that other animal. I have sentimental, it's nicer, it does me better, it's Betsy's better for me.
He wants to go back to the first one.
He wants to keep the first one.
And use it.
And use it.
And he wants to undo
the Kedusha. Undo it. On the first. I'm saying this is very, very important. Because of the Rebbe Chan, we'll see. That's the gather of Tzmura.
He wants to place the second with the first.
Right.
He wants to make the first one cool.
That's right.
Why can't he just
but it don't work.
Why can't he be sure? He can't be sure on the Kedusha?
Charlotte, maybe you can, but he's, who said he's doing
that? I'm saying, even if...
What do you mean, like a Beis Hillel, the Hekdesh, but... Yeah, but it, he's not doing that.
He can't be
Shoyl. He's not, maybe... He's not being Shoyl. He did a nice Hekdesh. He wanted it to be Kaddish at that time, but now, he's changing his mind.
That's his way out. Instead of Tzmura, that would just do Shoyl.
Yeah. He's not as smart as you. Yeah, this is easier for him. So this is what he wants to do. So what do we say? So that's a tzmura. Now by tzmura, ilu kachim loy chayli al balmum kavua. Kachim is not chal on a balmum kavua. If you do that, it might be kaddish, but it won't have kedushas akuv. Have kedushas damim. You could redeem it. It's mutter to be shorn and served, right? It doesn't have any kedusha in its guf. That's kachim. Ilu ihi, but tzmura chayla ihi chayla by tzmura. You can do. We have a riboy in the Gemara over there. That kedusha of a tzmura is going to be chal on a balmum. So what do you see?
Meaning number two can be a balmum.
Meaning number two can be a balmum if you're doing a tzmura. Wow. So if you do that, what do you see? The tafa, which is the tzmura, is more chamer min a ikar. Yeah. Not only is this a hard thing to understand, but the Gemara doesn't answer what everyone's thinking.
It's one way of looking at it. It's not that it's
It's already there. Once something's already there, it's easy to transfer rather than create it. Yeah. Yeah. So, you could learn, let's see the Gemara's answer. Everyone understand the question? So, Ember the Gemara, no. Tmura mikoya kochim kasya. The kochim mikoya kulin kasi. Over there, it's different. By the case of Tmura, it comes mikoya hekdish. But by the original hekdish, you're making something kulin into hekdish. Now, how would you learn this teretz of the Gemara? I would say, like you're saying, when you have something already around and you just want to transfer it, it's easier to do. So it's not like the tuffel is chamer min a ikr. It's not more chamer. It just has a different nature than the ikr because it's already here.
So the tuffel is not the once the kedesh ikr plus. It's like a whole new thing.
You could say it like that. Yes, Mashenkin. When you're doing the tchilas hekdesh. It's not around, so you want to create Kedusha and put it on a Baal Mum L'chadchila? That, of course, can't work.
Coming
Mikayach, the first one. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi doesn't say this, because Rashi says, Kachi Mikayach Chulun Kasi, L'chol Aleim Kedusha Kedemes, Avol Tzmura Bo Mikayach Kedusha Kedemes, Hilkach Lav Tamuch Tapachamim in Ikerhu, D'hachumra the Ikerhu. Because Tmura is not the get-together of Tmura, isn't that it's a new Chalois Hekdesh. It's coming from the original Kedusha. So what are you going to say? The Tmura is more common from the Iker? That is the original Kedusha. The original Kedusha is coming to the new Behemoth.
It's like a
Hatzfasa.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So Rashi here is saying...
Why is it Chal on the Balmon? Why is it easier here than
That's the Xeris HaKosu.
Because
there's already a Kedusha
there.
That's the Xeris HaKosu. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's not saying that. We know it's Chal and a Baal Mum. No, but that's not what Rashi's saying.
No, Kedusha Kedemes. It's part of the Iker, but it has an advantage that I got my Kedusha already. You just have to put it on.
No.
I got the Kedusha.
Rashi's not saying that. No, he's not. Rashi's saying is that it's not considered a Chumrah of the Tafel. It's considered a Chumrah of the Iker. Why do you have to say that? Why don't you just say it's not a It's not a chumrah at all. It's not a chumrah at all because tafel is different from the ikur. Tafel is coming mikar chedusha, so it's easily transferable. It's a chumrah of the ikur. It's not a chumrah. Let's say you have an apple and an orange. An apple, an apple comes from an apple tree, and that's a chumrah over the orange tree, because that it's not a chumrah, it's just different. It's not a chumrah. It's not a chumrah.
The Gemara said mi koyach kachin. That's a
bargain. I would have said because that's the nature of tamura. It's not a chumrah. It's nature. That's what tamura is.
What does it mean koyach kachin kachin?
It's just a transfer. So a transfer, easily transferable.
When something means that it's a kaya from the original.
I know. So the question is, what does that say? That's what it is. So what does that say? I would have said, since that's what a tmura is, it's not a chumrah. There's no chumras over here. It's a tmura is a tmura, and kachim is kachim. It's really the same. No, what Rashi's saying?
Rashi's saying one thing.
I don't know. Okay, I don't think I'm saying something that's. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. I don't have so much time. All right. Gerald, do you hear what I'm saying, Gerald? All right. I don't know if he's in. Okay. All right.
I hear.
Do you hear what I'm saying, Gerald? Hears what I'm saying. Rabbi Yehuda text. Okay, thank you.
Here.
Oh, you're here. He doesn't hear.
You're here.
Oh, I got excited for a second. Okay. Hare Pesach. Oh, so we're still trying to find a case. We're saying that the source of oil is because a tuffel can't be mechamer from an ikur. Gemara's saying you do find cases like this. Hare Pesach. The who ain't a ton smicha. Pesach doesn't need smicha. Unesachin. Doesn't need any of those things. We know that a Pesach that's not brought, it's left over. The rule is, becomes a shlamim. Yep. And yet, what do you see? You see the tafel, which is the thing that came from the Pesach, is more chamer from the ikur. And for the Gemara, no. Pesach, shlamim hu. It's not the tafel of a Pesach. It's a new carbon, it's a shlamim. Viter, so what are you going to say? A shlamim is more chamer than a Pesach? So what? That has nothing to do with us. It's two different things. And that's the, B-boy Yisema Amar Kro, ha'oilo.
Rebbe mentioned this, not necessarily here, but the stifler once asked Reb Chaim, can you offer a Meiser Pesach? A Pesach cannot be offered on a Bama. Because it's like Shulchanus Bechus of Pesach. So Yerushalmi talks about that a Meiser Pesach can be offered on a Bama as opposed to Meiser Ostrom, Ostrom Shedetik Laraya. So if the disciple brings down to the Esther son, Reb Chaim, how can you prove that? Rebbe spoke about this when we were doing Meiser Pesach in, we did it certainly in Pesach Pesachim. He didn't speak about it when we did in the beginning of Svachim. So but anyway, so the Reb Chaim says, from here you see that a Moshe Pesach starts off at a Shlomim. It's just that it has halachas of Pesach as well. Uh-huh. And he brought a raya from here. See, and therefore the Yerushalmi is correct that a Moshe Pesach can be offered on a Bama because it really is a Shlomim. As opposed to Moshe Asham, which starts on the Asher and the Gariah, it starts off as an Asham and then is converted to an Ayla.
An Ayla.
And the disciple brings it down, and from 50 years ago, he asked Reb Chaim this. And it's a beautiful Raya.
He asked his son.
Yeah. It's a beautiful quote. It's a beautiful Raya.
I should tell you, there's a Reb Leib Malin over here. It's
you mentioned the other day. Where's the Reb Leib?
I have to look it up, but Reb Leib Malin really can't be a simple shlomim. It's very hard to say that. Like for example, Bentein, right? Chlekes Rashi Taisus. Chlekes Rashi Taisus is not achila. It's not achila, and then Bentein holds that. That's the Chagigas Arbasim. But Rashi holds that a Meiser Pesach is. The question is, what is a Meiser Pesach?
And is it Chagiga? Rashi said at the beginning it's Chagiga. Taisus disagree.
Yeah, it's Machlekes Rashi Taisus.
At the beginning. Rebbe didn't discuss it then, but he had discussed this stipler. He discussed it, I think, definitely when we were doing Pesachim. He discussed it there, and when we did Megillah, too. The stipler's in Megillah, by the way.
When we learn Megillah, you know, we don't learn, or I don't learn disciples.
But isn't that a nice, it's just a nice proof.
Rabbi should have it for Shlomo.
No, he will.
Let him keep my man. All right, Shkoyach, Shkoyach.
Sorry,
I said that. Amar Kro, what's another source that an Oilo has that didn't soften Ma'akiv? Because it says, Ha Oilo, the Dihei Ayidiyah Bim Kaima Tehei. It says that it's Ma'akiv. All right. Asham Noah the Bait soften. How do we know that an Asham needs to soften? The Chsiv, Bim Kaima Shay Yishchatu Esa Oilo, Yishchatu Esa Asham. Yeah, there you go. That's the source. Ashkan Shchita, Kabal Minola, says, Ve'ez Domo Yizroik. Kibol Domo, now we've been softened. Ve'ez Domo, continuation, juxtaposition, that the Dom is going to be Niskabel in the same place as the Shchita. So that's also been softened. The Kabal Atzma Minolan, I have to read, I'm sorry. The Kabal Atzma Minolan, Domo Ve'ez Domo. Let's read a little bit, then we'll get back. The Kabal Atzma Minolan, Domo Ve'ez Domo, to include the Mekabal. Ashachan the mitzvah, ma'akim minolan, krok minixiv, v'shacharas ha'keves, and this is the pasuk also, it says over there, the mokoyma oilon, Rashi says this by Osher Mitzoyro. So we have a pasuk by the original pasuk over here, which is, I'm not sure, it's a general Osher Ashamas, and then we have the Osher Mitzoyro, which is repeating it. It's repeating the din tzofen by Osher Mitzoyro, and that's going to tell us that all Ashamas, Ibn Yanav, are going to have a din soften to be ma'akiv as well. The pasuk of Asher Mitzayro is telling us that the din soften is being ma'akiv. The rule is, one of the Yigam Amidos is something that was already included in the original list, and now it's coming to tell us a new thing. The rule is, once it's in a separate category, it's a separate category, that new thing. Until you have a new source that it's like the original list.
Put it back in the original list.
Ketzad, here's an example. V'shacharas ha'keves, v'mkoyim ha'she yishcharas ha'chatas v'esto oylo, v'mkoyim ha'koydesh, ki ha'chatas hu ha'osham hu la'koyin. That's talking about the osham etzayru. She'in tam lo'me ka'chatas ha'osham, ma tam lo'me ka'chatas ha'osham. Right, because the Torah is giving us another juxtaposition, like the chatas is the osham. Why is it doing that? Why is it telling us this new comparison? Because osham mitzvah is unique. It has b'boyin yad, b'boyin regel, b'boyin yamanis, all these new things, and therefore it's in a separate category. Therefore you say what? It's a new carbon. It is its own category. And therefore you won't need to do a zrika. You won't need to do a murin. Talmud loy mar kachatas to osham hu. Ma chatas tu no matan dom ve murin lagam mizbeach. Af osham mitzora to no matan dom ve murin lagam mizbeach. Therefore you need that. And therefore, you can't tell me that the Torah is coming to tell us softened by osham mitzora to be megale on the original rule that we have a shino v'kos of la'akiv because it's a yotah, it's a separate category. It's not going back to the original list.
New drasha.
New drasha. Oh. So Gemara says you can't learn out from Asher Mitzayro Shino Vakos La'akiv. But Gemara, no, you can't. Im kein nichtoiv b'hai v'le nichtoiv b'hai. Because if the case would be that the case, look at Rashi, nichtoiv shchitas tzofen b'Asher Mitzayro v'le nichtoiv gabi zoiz teres ha'ashem v'nigo ha'kolim inay. If that's the case that the Torah is only saying it by an Asher Mitzayro because it's unique, so just say it over there. And then I'd be able to forget about the original klal. Just learn, if you're just learning out the mitzvah, say it by an Asher Mitzvah. The whole problem is you're putting Asher Mitzvah in a new category from their original klal, so you can't learn it out. But the original pasuk is still there telling us the mitzvah of Tzofen, right? But if you forget about the original klal, so you don't have this whole problem of the whole thing, this would be a viable source that Tzofen is learned out from by an Asher Mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara is saying, the Torah is saying. What?
Aren't we trying to figure out how it's
ma'akiv? So since if you would learn it le mitzvah, should have just written it by an Asher Mitzayra, but the Torah does repeat it again by the klal, that tells us it's ma'akiv.
Because
the Torah could have just said it by an Asher Mitzayra. Got it? Oh. The Gemara says, Hani chayisviru lan yatulidna v'davra chadash ihu dolay gomer mikloloi avol kloloi gomer minei l'tzofer in that shapir. You could have said this only if there's something that has a nidam b'davar achadosh, like the Ma'am Domei Murim, like the Yashim, fine. But the din of Tzofen is not a new din, right? The din of Asher Metzorah has a new din, not in Bahaynus. So the machloek is, if there's a din that's not new by the Dabar HaChadosh, is that something that you could learn out to other places? Or, once the Torah says it's the Dabar HaChadosh, even dinim that are by other places, such as Tzofen, you can't learn out anything from there. What?
It's like starting from new.
It can't apply anywhere else. So if you learn that, you can make a generalization from the Dabar HaChadosh and learn it back. So then you have the kasha. Say it's often by an Asher Metzorah. Learn it out to everywhere else. Why the Torah repeated in the cloud? She don't have a kasha la'akiv. El isviru on the loy hu gomer mekloli loy kloli gomer minay. I'm going to say that you can't learn anything out of the Dabar HaChadosh. It can't be learned out from the cloud because of the new thing. And the cloud can't be learned out other places. Can't be learned out from it because it's a new thing as well. Hi, the gufei yitzrich. You can't learn out Tzofen from the din of Asher Metzorah because that's the gufei. It's in the gufei, and therefore you can't learn out as a source, and you can't ask the kasha. You can't ask the kasha. The Torah should have written it by an Asher Metzorah. No, it's a davar chadash. You wouldn't have been able to learn it out. According to that opinion, again, how do we know she don't have a kasha la'akiv? And the gemara kivin da ahadre ahadre. No, because in this case. You write, normally, if the Torah writes one din by Shechitas Tzofen, for example, would write it only by an Asher Metzorah, you wouldn't be able to learn it out. But now that you do have the cloud, and the Torah does say it by an Asher Metzorah, that means it's repeating the din. Once it repeats the din, itaka is extra, and it's a Shina Lavakosov La'akiv. That's here.
It
says by Asher Metzorah again. So here it's different. If it says, for example, a din, right? Let's say you have a new din said by something. Let's say you have a din by something that's a davar chadash, right? If that is the only place, then you can't learn out the klal. But if you already have the klal from another source and then it repeats it, everyone agrees you can learn the klal out from it. That everyone agrees, and therefore it's a repetition. Got it?
This is like an exception because it
repeats it. Yeah. Keep it the ahadre ahadre. Right. Well, making sense? Yeah, okay, good.
You didn't explain why don't regular Hashamais require matan behind us. How do we know that?
Oh, okay, major. Oh, very nice. So look at the bottom. We can't skip over this. Look at the top Tosfos. No, sorry, the bottom Tosfos. My head is all over the place, so I need a break. Look at the bottom, the second to bottom Tosfos, the four lines from the bottom. Im Toimar. Look at this kasha of Tosfos. Listen to this. Thank you very much, Baruch David. For many things, but this especially.
Okay, stop.
V'im Toimar. L'mandi Amar Klola Gomimine. If you're going to say that you like this opinion who says that if there's a new din, there's a din by the Dabar Chadosh, you could learn out to the original once it says it over there. What's going to happen? What should we do? Yihu kol ashamas tu'unin matan bo'inus. Every single ashram should need matan behind us.
Not just ashram, sir.
Not just ashram. So what's Taisha saying? You're gonna take an ashram me'ilus. I don't know, an ashram me'ilus. Someone who's mal, the chayv an ashram, fine. And now, what are you gonna do? As part of the abayda, stop it all before you do the zrika, or you can have the whole thing. You have a second coin over there, put it in the kabbal biyad. And then apply the on the behindness of the person who's loyal.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Speak at the end of the question. He doesn't say, because if you're going with the rule, you got to go all the way.
I know, but the rule has to make sense. Arayas Reshasach, you can understand. But it's like saying you should have a din of it's like saying you should have a din of mitzvah chatas ha'oif by a behemoth.
It's strange.
It's
blood on.
Let's say it like this. I'll say the kash like this. Behemoth is the din of the taharas of mitzvayru. That's how you get taharas of mitzvayru. What are you going to do?
It's not a taharas of mitzvayru. It's not a taharas of mitzvayru. It's the
avodah. You're right. That's all. That's
his thing.
Because you grew up.
Alright, fine.
Aren't that part of the Torah?
Right.
Yeah, the time
it
comes
up. Major. Awesome. Okay, listen. Not everyone's masking to the casual. You're entitled to your opinion.
But this is. Right? Because you grew up with that.
You grew up.
What do you mean I grew up? That's what makes sense.
Well,
Why does it make sense?
What does it make sense?
That's what it says. Vice.
Why are you putting it on his thumb? It's not part of the mice avoid of the carbon. Before you say your teretz.
Why does it have to do with
the because you'd be mitaren. I'm sorry.
I really apologize. I didn't realize it's going
to
cost.
I need a good lawyer over here because I need something to advocate for me. Shami Rachim, I tell you, this, if the editing was an easier question. So, all right. So look at Rebero. He's my this kasha. Blame it on Rebero and Avram Yeshua and everyone else. So you see vice days from here. Zokta. We had a smach to this Shmuel. Are you looking that up over here? We had the smach to this from Memdalud. Rashi says the Dama Oshem is Mati Matan Bohinus. The vice days that you see that the Matan Bohinus ain't a chanami. It's coming with Taharas HaMetzorah. But it's part of the Maisa Avoid of the carbon. It's part of the Maisa Avoid of the carbon. No, he's saying a din in Yafusas. The din doesn't have to make sense, but it's a din, and it's a Koleha Elima. I know you're trying to be Matzik Alois Adin, but the Bechila, it's not what he meant. Halavai, that's what he meant.
Part of the
avoidance,
that makes it feel better.
Yeah, it's part of the
ma'aseh
avoid of the carbon. What? Sayin echanami, it's coming with taras ametzayir. Fine, that's the original source of the din. But the din is it's an avoid in the carbon. That's what it is, l'ma'aseh. Give you an example, like just like for example, there's a din of chatas for the seder hayoyim. Technically, maybe you could bring a par yom kippurim based on this. On if you would say that the avodah shem is maybe bring it on a different yomtiv, same type of mashal, a mashal for such a thing. At the end of the day, it's the chatas yom kippurim. That's what it is. Now it's bore part of David to say the avodah shayoyim, but that's not integral to the carbon. The fact that it's not avodah shayoyim, the taras hametzayir, in other words, is not integral to the ma'isa avodah. Ma'isa avodah, that's the reason for it, but the siva for it. But now it becomes. This is what Shmuel is saying. No, that's what you're saying.
And I'm
theoretically, you could do the mountain behind us on a different carbon.
That's
like this kasha, yeah. Oh boy. Okay. That's a but look, Rabbi from Yeshua, they're all Ma'ir, the Saisis. We have a shtickle smach from Rashi and Daladam and Aleph. Kids are from Yeshua. All right. Amalei Marzuch. Marzuch said this is not a good source. Amalei Marzuch bring to Rav Meir the Ravina. Ema ki hatri kol gam matan don beimur in the boy kahuna. Avos chita the loy boy kahuna loy mi boy soften. He says maybe when the Torah come and said the new din that even though it's the same din as other cases, but maybe it's only going to apply to those things that are avoidus koyin. But it's not coming to tell us the din of soften. It's not coming to tell us the din of Tzofen, just because it says that you have the din of Oshem like a Chatos. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, over here, I'll just paraphrase, here the Torah says the word Koyin, but a Shechito of Tzofen, which doesn't need a Koyin, maybe the Torah didn't say that din by an Oshem Mitzayah, so it's not repeating it over there. Rashi says, no, in kain name a kro, ki kachatos hu, my kachatos to Oshem, kishar Oshem is here. It's like all other Hashemites, which means it's also going to include the din of Tzofen that we find in the mitzvah, Torah Achas Chol Hashemites, and therefore again, it's repeating it. Once it repeats it, and it's repeating a din that's applied to other places, there everyone agrees you could learn it out. If you could learn it out, we have two sources, Shinu Lav HaKosu Lav La'akim. Frag Yeah.
Excellent.
Wow, excellent.
Mm. Oh, yeah, thank you. Lovely, what? Lovely. Dr. Baum, are you with me on this? Are you making this? Am I? Because I know, and if I need a real, you know, I know your opinion really.
Yeah.
So we have the original v'shacharas hakeves b'mkoymash yishcharas hachatas v'etz ha'oilo. So that's by Asher Mitzoyer, right? That doesn't say it by. Does anyone have the pasuk over here? By Yikri Yudal, that original pasuk, v'shacharas hakeves that we originally brought. Yeah. But what about the pasuk before that? Is there another v'shacharas hakeves over there? Does it say yishchatu es ha'oilo v'es ha'oshem by the roof?
No, it says v'hikre. V'hikre v'isle l'asham. And then v'shachat esakezes.
What does it mean for that?
If the Yud Beis is v'lokach ha'kain esakeves ha'echad, v'hikre v'isle l'asham. It's talking about tenufa. V'hikre v'isle tenufa. V'shachat esakeves. B'mokam she'yishchat esakad esakayla. That's Yud Gimel.
That's
Asher Mitzrayim,
right? Is that
Asher Mitzrayim? Yud Dalet is Pekir Dalet, but it's Parshas Mitzrayim.
So what? Oh, really? It's the same. Ah, okay, fine. All right. The same parsha. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was a separate. Okay, so whatever it is, we have the Hekish over here from an Asher Mitzrayim, and we're Magish it to Achatos and an Oil.
As she said.
Yeah, that's the pasuk. I just wasn't sure if it's the Asher Mitzrayim or not. Okay, so lomali lakshi lachatos, lomali lakshi loilo. Amar Ravina, itzrich. He actually lachatos that the Torah would have made a hekish only to achatos for the dinat zofen. Why actually loilo? Haba amino achatos mehechan lomdo. How do I know achatos has zofen from oilo? Dabar lomid behekish, chozum lomid behekish. And if I would have just said chatos, I would have said learn it out from lachatos, and then we would say dabar lomid behekish, chozum lomid behekish, which we know is not true. So therefore, the Torah said oilo. Amalei martutor bereid Rav Meri l'Ravino. So just say oilo. Then we said no. Have a mina davar lomid behekish chayzum lamid behekish. Really davar lomid behekish chayzum lamid behekish. Aye, if that's the case, why the Torah say only the source of tzofen by Ashram is from oilo? V'chiteima nikshi akushi l'chatos. We should have just made a hekish to chatos, right? Because that's the if you want to say davar lomid behekish chayzum behekish, say it by the case of from chatos. No, really chayzum lamid behekish. Why do we do oilo? Because nichalei lamaki is the ikur, le nakashle the topel. Right? You might as well do it from the main source. Lachi actually lachatas v'akshi l'oilu. The Neymar to tell us, davar lomid behekish eino chayzum melamid behekish. The Torah says both to tell us this svara. Why do you say the other one? Because to tell us, don't learn out from chatas, because you need oilu, because hekish eino chayzum melamid behekish.
This is the source of
davar lomid behekish eino chayzum melamid behekish. Now, if everyone remembers, Tosfos before had a different source from the par Yom Kippur, Pram Dov Shel Tzibur. Sure, could we all want to forget about that daf at this point? Okay. Rabba Amar Mehalcha Dichsiv Kasha Yuro Mishor Zevach Hashlomim. This is the pasuk that's talking about Har Kohen Mashiach. So it says, "You shall." Take a murin from it like you do from a shlomim. Why is it saying this? If it's telling us that you're going to take the same emurin that the shlomim has, which includes the diaphragm and the two kidneys, so if that's what it's coming for, it says already by the parkoin of Mashiach these emurin. So why do you say that it has to be like a shlomim? What's that coming for? Listen to this. Because we know, how do we know that the Yeseres HaKavei and Shtei HaKloyes is learned out to see over the Sechavim? Remember more before. Right? From before, yeah. From Parlam Dovah Shel Tzibur. Because Chatasam HaShik HaGosam. See over the Sechavim is compared to Parlam Dovah Shel Tzibur. However, Begufei L'Ksiv. But the din of Yisera HaKavod Yisera HaKloyis is not written by Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur. Rather, by Parkoin Mashiach Udegomer. We learn now from Parkoin Mashiach. And therefore, Lahochi Yitzrich, so what would it be? It would be a Hekesh, a Malamid, a Hekesh. So Lahochi Yitzrich, Kasha Yurum. Therefore, the Torah wrote by Parkoin HaMashiach, Kasha Yurum, to repeat it, the Havi Kamand Chsiv Begufei, and Rashi says it's in the Meina Union. You're going to take that extra source, put it by a par helm dover shel tzibur as if it's written befeirush, and therefore, if we're going to, right, it's not a hekesh, and therefore we're going to learn out from sefer v'chachavim from par helm shel tzibur, it's not considered l'nahabi dover lom mehekesh choyzum lameid mehekesh. Befeirush.
And that's because
they didn't. They made it,
yes. That doesn't count. That one you can
feel. That's called befeirush. This is difficult. And the main Indian is called the Feirish. I mean, that's it's almost like a paragraph. Amalei Rav Papa the Rava. Frankly, Gemara, if you want to make something Befeirish by Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur, So make it befeirish. Why the Torah have to do this whole imena inyan to them? So Gemara says like this: Yikasa begufe b'loy akish. If the Torah would have just said the befeirish by parum davashel tzibur, and it didn't say that there's a hekesh to parkoin a mashiach, so then haba amina double on the hekesh chayzum lamed behekesh. I would have thought that a hekesh could be bechayzum lamed behekesh, and therefore the question would be. And therefore you'd ask, so why did the Torah write it at all by Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur? You should be able to make a Hekesh, a Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur. Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur was learned from Parkoy Mashiach, and you'd be able to be Chayzim Lamed Behekesh. The Torah, no, really, Chayzim Alamed Behekesh. So why did the Torah come and say Kasha Yurum to make it Beferish? Why did the Torah write it Beferish by Aram Davish Hatzibah? Why would you say the reason is? Because it's Nichalei, because of the Gufay. They wanted to write it Beferish by, so if the Torah would have said Beferish by Aram Davish Hatzibah, you would have erroneously thought that you could say Mehekesh Chayzim Alamed Behekesh.
I
write it because you'd rather write a begufe. Now, lochin kosbei ba'akshei. Now the Torah writes. The only source for palm davar shel tzibur that's going to have the din of yisrael hakavish de'akloyus is learned out from paragam mashiach. If it's learned out paragam mashiach, why did the Torah repeat it? Tell us the name ro davar alam behekish in choizer malam behekish. Tell us that a davar alam behekish is not choizer umalam behekish. That's why the Torah did it in this funny way. That's really, Yossi said I should stop over there. Maybe just go back and say one thing because we have a minute or two. You want to just stop here or?
No, that's it.
Okay. Just one thing. The Mishnah says, Ezel Mekoymin, I wanted to say this for a while. You didn't have a chance. But the Mishnah says, "Ezel mekoymen shel zvachim, shchitasa b'tzafin, kabbalas b'tzafin," and then it says that par yom kippurim, the rule is you do hazoya bein abanim. The Mishnah focuses on the avodah. The avodah has to be by par yom kippurim, sor yom kippurim. The dam has to be sprinkled bein abanim between the poles. Now Rashi always, and really he's quoting a Gemara. If you look at Rashi, Yuma. Hazoya al bein abadim, oy meid bein shnei badi oren umaze, echad lamalo, design lamato, keneged oydu shel kaporis, lohoyu noigim bo. There's an emphasis here on where the kohen stands. Now, if you would say, for example, by Kabbalah, the Kabbalah has to be done b'tzofen. We have a special pasuk saying that the Kabbalah has to be b'tzofen. We don't have any special psukim saying that the kohen who does the hazoya keneged aporeiches, that he has to be standing in between the Badi Aron. We don't find such a din in the Pasuk. We don't have a Pasuk saying this. But Rashi Nemzor on the Dabar Pashin, I think it's the Lashon HaGemara in Yuma, also in the Mishnah in Yuma, in Perakai Tziuloi, that he stands Bein Abadim. It's a din Amidah Bein Abadim. This is the question. So Rab Leib says from this Rashi and this Halacha, that the din of the avoida of the hazoya, when it comes to the hazoya bein abadim, is not like the Kabbalah, which is all based on where it's being miskabel. It's all a din in the maisa zrika, he calls it. Where the dam lands is not part of the, you're supposed to do it, the hazoya, towards that makam. But let's say, for example, I'm sorry?
If it lands on the floor, it's still kosher.
Well, that's where it's supposed to go. But let's say it didn't. That's just Rashi saying the makam is not the actual aron. The makam is in front of the aron. But the question is that the main thing, where the dam being put in that place? Or is it the person who's zayrik it has to zayrik it towards that place? Let's say the nafkamina would be, let's say the kayim becomes a balmum. Let's say he becomes a balmum before it
lands. We had an daf yud gimel nikta yadai shel mazeh.
Yes. Is that talking about hazoya bein abadim?
No, it's talking about a regular chatas, I think.
Regular.
Regular oila. Regular oila.
Regular oila. So what's halach over there?
It's fine.
That's fine. But based on this, there's a problem. Right. Exactly right.
Yeah, there it's there.
Be a major difference.
Does this is what Rabbi says. Major difference.
Major.
That by here, there's a din oimid bein abadim. Everything is based on the oimid, the zayrik.
That's what he's asking. Why is it gimel fine?
Oh, you saw it.
No, he just said it. It's shrek for the gimel.
That's not bein abadim.
That's just as I So that's, I didn't look. I just saw it quoted. And I know Rebbe mentions this Rebbe Mount. I think, if I remember correctly, Rebbe mentions Rebbe Mount. So that's just the important idea.
So what's the avoid of bein abadim?
He has to stand and be zayrik towards the place in front of the. But that's what the avoid is. It's the now the only
not
the having the dam land. Or the dam landing is not part of the avoid. It's not
the other over there.
It won't. It will be good.
Yeah.
Now, just the point I want to bring out over here is that the Rabbeinu Shmuel, we had brought from Rabbeinu Shmuel, not this Rabbeinu Shmuel, but the Rabbeinu Shmuel had said that by Nachman Beis that the Hazoya Bein Abadim is considered Achilas Mizbeach.
Right.
Now, if you're going to go with this Reb Leib, it makes it a lot more shver. Because according to Reb Leib, there's no halacha that even has to land over there. But with the way Reb Chaim understands the Rabbeinu Shmuel, that Achilas Mizbeach is based on the avoda of the Zerika. It's a terminology. It's not based off of, it's not real Achilas Mizbeach. But the avoda of the Zerika has a significance, like an Achilas Mizbeach, that which did with this Reb Leib, make this Leib.
Wherever it's
Bachelet,
that's considered Mizbeach.
No, that's not.
No, it's not a physical Achilas. Your Mizbeach is called an Achilas Mizbeach.
But not based off where it's landing. Right. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.